Well, apparently, as with most dissidents who are brought to trial in Vietnam, he was charged under national security legislation, which is very vaguely worded and could be interpreted in almost any way. And according to the authorities, he had been blogging, sending messages. He had been, I think they have characterized him as being critical of government policies, when in fact he was exercising his right to free expression, to free speech, by expressing his opinions. I mean, it's sad to say, it's like many of the other cases, as I noted, of dissidents who are brought before the courts.
His wife has said she believes her husband was being held because of his opposition to a Chinese-run mine in the Central Highlands. What is known about that?
Well, Amnesty International doesn't have a great deal of information about that, but other than to say that there are a large number of people who have been adding their voice in protest about the operation, which risks having a serious environmental impact in the area. And I think we've seen this in other countries as well, the problems that can come about with bauxite mining. And I understand that there are concerns about the lack of a proper environmental impact assessment and consultation.
What is your organization, Amnesty International, calling for in regard to Hoang's case?
Well, that's very simple, in fact. I mean, Amnesty is calling for him to be released immediately and unconditionally. We consider him to be a prisoner of conscience, as we call it, and he should be released and all the charges that have been brought against him should be dropped.
As far as your organization can see, do you think Vietnam is perhaps accelerating a crackdown on dissidents?
There does seem to be no let-up, and it's becoming almost routine that every so often we will have one of these trials and people will be locked up for a period of time. It's very sad. It's very sad for those peaceful dissidents who are just conducting their activities in a perfectly normal way, that they should be targeted like this. I would hope that with a new government now in place since the beginning of August, that the Vietnamese authorities might want to consider that they change their policies and look at that again, because it's certainly not doing any good whatsoever for its reputation, generally speaking.